What? What's it called?
Bernard, I really appreciate being included on this mission.
It's Bernie, okay?
Right. Sorry.
You're the best bus driver in the agency. There's no doubt about that.
That's good to know. Are there a lot of bus drivers with the agency?
You know I can't disclose that kind of info. Most agents don't even know about each other. Unless we've worked together. I'm sure you'd be surprised.
Well, it's an honor to work with Agent Jenkins, too. He's a legend.
Just remember to keep your cover. This isn't going to be an easy mission. We don't know what StarCorp is capable of.
Well, Bernie, little known fact. Even though I didn't put it on my application, it's been a long time dream of mine to be a bus driver for a famous rock band. So two birds, huh?
Right, sure. Well, here's your GPS. It's encrypted, so it can't be tracked. Just be sure not to change the settings, and don't go off course unless you are specifically ordered to.
Yes, sir. I got it. Easy as lemon cream pie with a graham cracker crumble crust.
Is that a good thing?
Oh, yes. Yes, it is.
I'm gonna head back and talk to the boys.
Wait, really? Let me try.
Dude, do it. Try.
All right, boys, we're on our way.
Oh, hey, Uncle Bernie.
Just talked to the driver, got the GPS set, and we'll be opening for one of the hottest acts in the U.S. of A. tomorrow night. Can I get you boys anything?
Do you think I could get another pencil?
Writing lyrics, I see.
No, doing homework, actually.
He's homeschooled. His mom said he could come on the tour if he promised to do his homework.
I see.
And I'm holding him to it.
Well, sounds fine to me. Just as long as you boys are ready to play tomorrow night.
Oh, we will be. Don't worry.
Uncle Bernie, do you think I could get a schedule so I can keep up with the places and times our shows are at? I need to keep my mom informed.
Sure. I'll have to get that to you at some point.
Oh, okay, cool.
Phil, could I talk to you in the front of the bus for a second? I've got some, scheduling adjustments I want to clear with you.
Sure thing, Uncle Bernie. So what's up?
First off, I think we need... Wait, are those leather pants?
Too much?
Yeah, maybe.
Well, they're on me now. It took about 2 hours to squeeze into them. I don't think I'm getting them off anytime soon.
Anyway, I wanted to tell you, great work coming up with this band tour plan. It's almost perfect.
Well, I mean, I just thought of it. You pulled it together. The bus is great. I can't believe you actually got gigs lined up.
The agency has a lot of people working in the music biz. It wasn't too hard to pull together some gigs.
This might actually work, which is really reassuring. I would hate for my final mission to be a disaster.
So would I, Phil. That's why I say it's almost perfect. We still have some kinks to iron out.
I'm listening.
First, Ethan can never know what's going on.
I understand that, but just a heads up, he's pretty prone to being paranoid. He's gonna get suspicious.
Let him. He can't know. He can't even know where we're going. If Ethan knows, the bad guys know.
That's fine. I mean, we can tell the band one thing and then change it last minute. It should be fine.
Sounds good. Oh, also, I got word yesterday that Agent Wesley will be our liaison to the director.
Rebecca Wesley? I've never worked with her. I've heard stories.
If they're bad stories, then they're probably true. I'll go over the details with you later. The details I have, anyways. Oh, and one more thing. Here's an earpiece. You can use it to communicate with me.
Who said I wanted to communicate with you?
Alright, well you better get back there with your band.
Hey now, I think this is going to be fun. I've actually always wanted to be a rock star. I've even been writing some songs.
Well now that, I'd like to hear.
Well, alright then. I'm going to go play one for them right now. Alright guys, we are good to go for tomorrow night, and then we'll have another show on Saturday in St. Louis.
In St. Louis? That's awesome.
Hey, guys, check out this new song I've been working on.
Phil, stage right after the song.
Gotcha.
Hey, Uncle Birdman, where do we meet after the show?
Just exit here on stage left. We'll meet on the bus.
Right. Okay.
No, left.
Right, left.
Right.
Right?
Stage left.
Stage left. Got it.
Hey, the audience is waiting for you.
Okay.
Come on, Ethan. We gotta go on.
Phil, I don't think I can do this.
Why? What's wrong?
What do I say?
Look, just go out there on the stage, tell them what the song's about, and we're gonna play along, and we'll be fine.
Are you sure, Phil?
We're right behind you, buddy. Come on, it'll be fine.
Okay. Okay, people. This here's a little song that we wrote about listening to Adventures in Odyssey in the very back seat of our parents' minivan. Now, some people call it the back bench. Others call it the backpack. But in my family, we call it the way back.
What's up, children? How about that improv, huh? This next song is called College Girls. I hope you like it. Don't need no Starbucks. I've been looking for
Birdie. Birdie. Hello?
Birdie, whoa!
Shh! What's your problem?
Get off of me, Jessica?
Phil, this is Agent Rebecca Wesley.
I see. Undercover as James's girlfriend, huh?
It's a job.
I didn't even recognize you.
Well, what's the point of being a secret agent if everyone knows who you are? You should know that, Phil. Most people don't even believe you exist.
And I've worked hard to keep it that way.
Good. Because this mission won't work if StarCorp knows what you look like.
Just don't break that poor kid's heart.
Look, you have more important things to worry about. I have your first assignment.
Go ahead.
Your mission, should you choose to take it, is in the Detroit chapter of StarCorp.
Well, we can handle that, but what exactly are we looking for? I mean, so far, we've only been given really limited intel about the whole thing.
So have we. That's the point. Your mission is to gather intelligence about StarCorp and what they're planning. You figure that out, then you'll know more than we do. The details of the mission are all here. And remember, boys, don't get caught.
Well, I think I get where you're coming from.
Well, that doesn't exactly explain where the guys are, though.
I'm sure they're
gone. Yeah. Well, there you are, Phil.
Gross!
Nope, sorry, Ethan.
Sick. What was that?
Gross. Pop Rocks and Dr. Pibbeer? Want some?
No. No thanks.
Well, neither did I, but I seem to have gotten it anyway.
You kids are crazy.
So, what's the plan, Uncle Bernie?
I have you guys booked for a pretty exciting gig.
Oh, really? Where?
London?
L.A.?
Nashville?
Nope. Detroit.
Ew, really?
Let's go grab some grub.
Like, Chris Grubb, the manualist on YouTube?
Nah, I meant food, but we can listen to him on the way.
Oh, great. I got a CD right here.
What's up, Uncle Birdie?
Hey, little nephew. I just wanted to catch up.
Yeah. It's pretty weird pretending to be your nephew.
Do you think they suspect anything?
No way. We do crazy stuff like this all the time. They think it's just another stunt for Ethan's podcast.
I don't think Ethan trusts me. I heard him talking about doing something called a lash buck about me.
Oh, the lashback? Oh, it's nothing. He does that to everyone. He's a good kid.
You really like him, don't you?
Well, it started out as a job, but yeah, the kid doesn't have a dad, and he's really warmed up to me. I feel like I'm the only good influence he has sometimes.
Haha. Well, good is a pretty relative term. You ain't getting soft on me, are ya?
Well, hey, I'm by no means perfect, but the kid needs a friend. I mean, you've met him. He's not making any other friends anytime soon.
That's true. Just remember, it's your job to protect him. These scumbags at StarCorp, they aren't gonna give up easy.
I know. Speaking of which, where's the next cell after Detroit?
New Orleans. But we need to make a detour first. I have a feeling someone is coming.
What the what was that?
Gunshots! They found us!
So what do we do?
Remember Tuscany?
I'm way ahead of you.
Great! Let's roll!